insane setup.
And thank you for that. It's 11 o'clock.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Oh, not too bad.
You're kind of free now, aren't you, coming to the studio?
Free? Yeah, sort of, from all the work and craziness.
Why don't you tell the listeners what you've been up to this week?
Move the studio. The whole kit and caboodle. Is it kit or kip?
Kit.
Kit and caboodle.
It's a kit.
Is it? What's the caboodle part?
The ass end part of it.
Oh, okay. So there's a kit and a caboodle is the ass end of the kit. What's the kit?
The kit is everything.
Just everything.
It's everything, yeah. It's your living kit in your case.
Nice.
You moved your location of your...
Yeah, we moved the whole location of everything.
Yeah.
And it was a big job. Now we have to set everything all up.
Now, did you move on up to the east side?
Moved on up to the east side, yeah.
Yeah.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Is it a deluxe apartment?
Yeah, it is the deluxe model. I can't see the ceiling.
Does it come with a maid?
I have to buy a ladder. Well, I already had that.
You had a maid.
Speaking of maids.
Yeah.
No. We had all the painting done and everything before we moved in, and Lana chose all the colors and all the paints and the whole thing, and she did a fantastic, amazing job, and I have not given her enough credit for it.
And
I just give her arguments and... Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? How much is this? How much is that? But she did a fantastic job. It's absolutely incredible. I got to say, it is amazing. I can't even believe I'm there.
You can't believe you're there.
No,
because
it's too amazing. My uncle calls me Jed Clampett because I wear big army boots and I'm in like a this mansion looking place. It's funny.
It's not a mansion. You're living in a nice place on the
Yeah, Detroit no, it's road. Not a mansion, but I mean, it's nice, you know, and the double door things and the high ceilings and the... It's all brand new. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, I think...
I've never had anything brand new.
Right. The place you lived in was a condo, but it was an apartment first. It was like... That kind of setup, I think.
Yeah, it was an apartment complex, and then they started selling them as condos.
Right.
And they fixed the building up and stuff, and it was, you know, it was a decent place uptown. And this place now is it's a new building, really.
Like, you were downtown.
We're in the new tower of the two towers.
Right.
We're in the Twin Towers.
Yikes.
You got to watch for airplanes.
Well, I think just the fact they build those buildings, keeping in mind people are going to be buying them as condos.
Yeah,
I think
it's made as a condominium, yeah, right?
They're nice.
The only way that you could get it is if somebody owns it and leases it.
Right.
So
I can't wait to visit you.
I can't wait to have you.
Bring you a homewarming gift.
Yeah. Just bring yourself.
Okay.
What's going on here? Anything?
We had a big slumber party last
night. I saw it was like a still party going on when I came in.
Pretty much.
Except nobody answered the door.
Yeah, they're all zoned out. Someone's at the door.
Is that a knock?
Are you going to get it?
No. Are you?
No. They had the Optimus had the haunted walk last night. And...
So they all helped out?
Yeah, they're all in it.
That's what they... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, they...
So who goes? Who actually... Like, somebody must buy tickets to go to it.
You go to it. I think it's like $3 to get in. Oh. The Optimus put it on, and Karen Bjergent does a... I can't believe she takes the whole thing on herself. And...
Sounds like a big project.
Yeah, it's a huge project. Like, it's amazing how much work goes into it. Hmm. And that was last night, and they just all came over here last night and...
Crashed. So they all dressed up and everything?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
They put on...
They had like an act to do, you know. Someone's coming, okay. So you get to put the fake arm on and get the axe out and, you know, blood's leaking out. And
yeah,
someone's
nice.
Got the arm in their hand and it's all dark and the music's playing. It's really... They do it up really, really good.
Are you on Yahoo?
Not yet.
Let's do that.
I should have just said yes and covered my ass. You know,
I miss my Saturdays already. I think it's only one Saturday I've... No more rock show right now.
Oh, right.
Remember my hiatus? I'm busier now than when I was doing the show.
You would have never been able to do the show this week, no matter what.
No.
But But he makes time this weekend for all his Jabbercast listeners.
That's right. For local listeners and everywhere else. It was nice to see your new show, as a matter of fact.
Flattery is the best form.
It'll get me nowhere.
Yeah.
So Halloween's coming up, yeah.
It's the month of Halloween. It's Halloween's turning into like Christmas, you know, it's like the Halloween season. As soon as October 1st comes, boom, it's Halloween. No, it's like a month away.
You know what's cool Halloween stuff is the big ears. You put on the big phony ears.
What?
The big phony ears. Some people have big ears for real.
Oh, right. Segue right into the tomorrow show.
We can do this tomorrow. So today's show
is on human imperfections.
Lisps, hair lips, big ears. You know, I was looking up the hair lip thing, mm-hmm. and it's actually called a cleft lip, I think it was. A cleft lip?
Yep.
But it doesn't exactly explain what it is. It says that you have a split in your lip or something is what it really is. Like there's a split in the middle of the lip or on each side of the center.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that really mean, a split? There must be some space there somehow.
Space, yes.
I've seen people like that, I think, but I don't know if that was like that or they were in some kind of an accident.
No, that's a hair lip.
But I found a hair lip not like this. Isn't that how a hair lip not?
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean that's your lip, though? Is that why that happens? They talk like that because their lip is like that?
Yeah, because your lips form a good portion of your speech. Your tongue is the main thing, but the muscles in your mouth actually form the words that you say.
So if their mouth doesn't move right, you're not like that.
That's right.
So that's hair lip. So for anybody that, and it's, I forget what they said exactly about it being a nice word to use a hair lip to somebody that's a cleft lip.
Right.
Like calling a Down syndrome person a mongoloid. It's not really.
People call Down syndrome kids mongoloids?
Well, yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
That's what a mongoloid is. Somebody with Down syndrome.
I thought mongoloid was someone who's...
Mongolia.
From Mongolia.
No, I don't think so. That's a Mongolian.
Oh, okay. Mongoloid.
Mongoloid is like some type of retardation type thing.
Mm. Really? I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah.
So what's the Mongol...
The look of a Mongol, maybe Mongolian. They have the small eyes and the different kind of shape. A little bit of the head and... Things are a little bit different, like Down syndrome. You know, Down syndrome is
of course. They all look pretty similar in a lot of ways.
And I don't know if it's because it's people that look similar to each other, or because they look a little bit like, you know, leaning towards among Mongolian people, maybe. But there's probably information for that someplace.
Sure,
but
it's in your brain, isn't it?
Yeah, not mine.
Tell us all about it right now.
I can't find it right now.
Oh,
I've got too much in there. But the cleft lip, yeah, is where I was back on the cleft lip. I slipped into the other thing, but it's a standard accepted term should be used instead of hair lip. And offensive, that was the word I was looking for. Hair lip is supposedly an offensive term given to somebody that has that congenital split in the upper lip. On one or both sides of the center, often associated with a cleft palate, which cleft I don't know palate, what that is. What's a cleft palate?
It would have to be something to do with your the back of your tongue there.
People that can't hear, though, often talk like that.
Sure.
Why is that?
Because they don't know what it should sound like, I guess.
Well, I guess. Yeah. I wonder if they hear anything of them, like the vibration inside. You know, like if you plug your ears and you talk and you hear that something? I wonder if not.
Deaf people don't hear that. They don't hear anything. Well, unless you're partially deaf. Exactly. We went through that a lot.
Yeah, partially deaf and partially blind would kind of suck.
Sure would.
But as far as I know, all blind people play the piano awesome.
Not all of them play a piano awesome. I know a couple that do, but Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles come to mind.
Yes, they do.
But that's probably just
hearsay.
No. That's the facts, man.
That's the facts, Jack. Don't come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
But we're not talking about blindness, though.
No, we aren't. We're slipping all over the place.
Yeah,
here,
we're slipping.
Is what we're doing. Slipping. We were talking about the cleft lip.
And basically, human imperfections lips that we're talking about, it's like genetically caused, usually.
Well, human from birth blindness is a human imperfection.
I'm going to turn and face you. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Okay. Hope you're not scared.
He's going to give me some face.
Sure. I'll give you some face.
Is gayness a human imperfection?
No.
Okay. Stop it, silly.
Well, in so much that I don't think it's a gene thing. I think that's
a... It's a denim thing.
Khakis.
Khaki. Speaking of khaki.
Yeah?
Okay.
You all better now?
I'm all right right
all
now.
All right.
We should do this in the bathroom.
It would sound much different.
Ooh, we'd have a little reverb.
Yeah. You want some reverb? I got it right here. The no, dial.
You can put it on if you want for a second.
There's a bathroom
sound. Throw something in.
There's a bathroom sound right on here.
It says that on it. Bathroom.
There's two of them, actually. There's a large bathroom, small bathroom.
Yeah, the double sink and the single sink, like I have now.
What, you have double sink in your bathroom?
Double sink in one and single sink in the other.
You have two bathrooms.
Master ensuite Peter? Bathroom.
No, this is a clean show.
Nymphomaniacism. So. That's a human imperfection.
Nymphomania.
I was born with that.
You're not a nympho. Maybe when you're, when you're younger, you might have thought you were, but
I can't think of anything. You say I'm an old. I'm old now.
I think you're middle age.
Yeah, I'm going through a crisis.
I've got to buy a new house. Get a new car soon. Maserati.
We just got one. Brand new Jeep Patriot.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
You got a lot to see.
But that's your wife's vehicle, really, though.
Yes. That's hers. It's sweet, though, I got to say. And it's got the jack and the stereo for her iPod Nano.
The stuff, going back to work, I can't believe the stuff they're putting in cars.
I know.
It's nice.
It's got the lumbar support. It's got the heated seats. It's got the, you know.
Does it got the LCD? I'll tell you,
it holds a lot in the back.
Huh? LCD in the dash for the...
I don't think it's LCD in this. No.
Some have them, some don't. Most of them do have them, though.
I'm really not sure. I mean, it just looks normal.
Just looks normal, okay.
So I don't know. But there's a lot of stuff in the dash, I'll tell you that. Things that light up.
In the night.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. We were talking about lips. Lippo.
Well, you say hair lip, and I have to admit, as you know, my nickname is Lippo, of course.
Yeah, but you don't have a hair lip.
No, I don't have a hair lip, but...
Telling the story?
People call me Lip. I mean, that's just, you know, I'm hanging around my friends. Or, hey, Lip, you know, or... And then, of course, they get it to... Hair lip, as in like a German person saying, hey, I had a lip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that they call me, hey, hair lip. You know, I've been called hair lip many times. But I don't have a hair lip.
No,
and,
you don't?
And do they all talk improperly? People with hair lips? But that's not the word. What am I supposed to call it?
I don't know. You call it a cleft lip.
Cleft. Cleft. Yeah.
Cleft lip.
not a cleft.
That sounds worse to me than hair lip.
I think so. Me too.
I don't know. Now, is that a bass? What if you have a bass cleft lip?
That's what I was trying to figure out. When I said clef, I'm like, is that a treble clef?
That's different anyway. There's no T in that, is there?
No. That's clef. That's clef, what I was saying. I'm used to saying clef.
And what exactly does clef mean? We'll ask Lippo that when we come back from a couple of fine messages, perhaps.
Hey, I'm Big JD.
And I'm Lippo, and you're listening to The Jabbercast.
With Big JD.
And Lippo.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
This is Len, and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on The Jabbercast. Talk radio on the go.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Hello, my name is Cheryl, and you are listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am one.
They are listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Yes, they are. I'm glad they are. Just so you know, clef is French. Well, it's French for key.
Oh, okay. So bass clef is like low key, and treble clef is. I'm surprised they even remember the names treble and bass.
It's because you just got out of your stereo, you got out of your car, and you're playing with your treble and your bass.
Yeah, I have clefs on my stereo.
Do you?
Clef, isn't that a thing on the bottom of a horse's feet?
Thing on the bottom of a horse's feet?
Cleft hoof or something. What is that? Hoof. Maybe I'm thinking of hoof.
I don't know.
There's something. A cleft. Oh, that's what it is, I think. A cleft hoof is the ones with the split in it. Cleft hoof. Some have a cleft. Some don't. Like a pig has a cleft thing. And what I mean? I think that's what they term that.
You're a very knowledgeable person.
Today I am.
You're telling me stuff I've never heard of.
I took knowledge pills this morning.
Knowledge pills.
We can move on to the lisp, actually, since we're talking about lips.
Okay. Do you know anybody who speaks with a lisp? Holy moly, we're having a freaking
I don't know.
Earthquake over here.
I don't know if I know anybody with a lisp, actually. I know some people seem to have a partial lisp. They lisp a little bit, you know what I mean? But not a lot. But I know a couple people that have the phony queer ones, if you can say that.
Phony queer ones, tell me what.
Yeah, that. Well, it's people that are gay and they all of a sudden talk like this. You're not born talk like that. Why? How does that happen? If somebody's, you know, homosexual, but they end up talking like this, like more woman than a woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
How does that happen? It just strikes me kind of funny. You know what I'm saying?
And some of them talk like this if there's a real transsexual type. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, yeah.
But a lisp, a speech defect in which S is, and this is kind of neat actually, something that you might not have really thought of because you just think of this, right?
Right.
And somebody's talking like this.
Yeah.
But the S is pronounced like th, like in thick, but it's pronounced like a Z, or a Z is pronounced like the in this. So there's actually a th and a the. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
You don't really, you could probably just fake it and talk like that, but you don't realize that there's two different, they have two different kind of things with their S's and Z's. So when they say zoo, it's like zoo, the zoo. And when they say spice, it's spice.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Isn't that something?
That is something.
I practice this one a lot.
I know you do.
So I'm pretty good.
You're pretty good at it, I have to admit.
So if you're homosexual and have a lisp, how does that work? Because you can't do the little whistles in the, you know what I'm saying? That just gets crazy. A lisper is someone who lisps. Lispingly is how they speak. And there you have that. Dutch is lisping. Oh, half of lisping. German actually, lispeln.
That's how you say
lispeln. I don't know any German.
You want some place to?
I just made
that?
All that up. So if that meant anything, that offended somebody.
That's what I'm afraid of. We're going to offend somebody this morning.
It's all in fun.
It's all in fun, but we'd like to give our listeners some knowledge.
Yeah,
and our take on human imperfections.
Take our take. And next up, we have, it's like music, songs. And next up, we're going to discuss the belly button. I don't know. Do you have something to talk about?
I have a belly button, yeah.
Well, of course you do. I have one. Mine's called a navel.
Now, where do you think?
It's not an orange.
Yeah.
It's a navel. Not a book. Well, that's a novel.
Navel orange.
But a navel can be novel if you have an Audi. When is a navel a novel? Big JD trivia. Win a t-shirt with Lippo on it.
And his innie.
It is innie. Win his innie. You can win his innie. What's a zinny? A thinny.
A thinny.
You're being silly. The belly button. Yes. It's a person's navel.
There's no imperfection there, though, is there?
That's an imperfection. When you have an Audi, that's not normal.
Okay, tell listeners why.
And about 30% of people have an Audi belly button.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not. Is that something to say it's an imperfection? It's like saying left-handed people are imperfect.
Well, they are in a way. Are you left-handed?
No.
Okay. Well, you're perfect.
No, I'm not perfect, but I know a lot of really smart, good.
That's an imperfection as well.
Being smart?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because it's not normal. Is that an imperfection of some kind?
No.
Is normal average the perfection, or is the smarter one the perfection?
Yeah.
And the right-handed ones.
Yeah, I think when you take a attribute of the human being, whatever it is, their smartness, their musical ability, their athletic ability, I think you're getting towards perfection, and it's not an imperfection. It's the other way around.
Right. But for our general discussion, imperfection means something out of the norm, I guess, for all intensive purposes.
Well, that's what I kind of wanted to figure out what we're going to actually talk about. Is it something that's genetically causing this? Like,
I would say something that's, you're born with something different. The outie belly button, the big ears, maybe the, I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. The outie belly, I know a ton of people with outie belly buttons.
Yeah, but that's, it's normally the belly button should be in, not out.
Okay.
They say it's some type of a hernia with the baby that does that. And in most cases it goes away and some it doesn't, but about 30% of people have that.
And you're one of the 30%.
That'd be a lot easier to pierce your belly button though, I would think.
Yep. When it's an outie.
Yeah.
Oh, just the thought
of
that. If
you poked a hole in the end, would you pee out of two places?
Pee.
Actually, you could refer to the navel as your old mouth.
Yes, you could.
If you wanted to.
Because that's where your food came from.
That's where you were fed. Now, would you be spoon-fed through a navel? No.
No.
Fork-fed?
No, I want to know why they call it a navel. Navel comes from the word navy. Or does it come from navigate?
Well, I don't know if it comes from that. I don't know why.
Just like a navel, like an orange. I'm thinking, what's so navel about it?
I really don't know why they would actually call it a navel. There's no knowing.
Yes, there is knowing. There's navel as in N-A-V-E-L, which is what you're talking about. That's the navel.
Right. And there's navel. A-L is A-L. The armed forces.
Right. Exactly. So that's the answer to my question. Okay. I'm just kind of curious where the word navel came from. It's a scar on the abdomen caused when the umbilical cord is removed from a newborn baby. All placental mammals have a navel. Didn't know that. Placental animals. So dogs have navels? They're mammals and they have sacks that they're in when they, a lot of them have their sack when they come out.
Must be. I've never looked for a dog's navel. They say that the outie is caused by umbilical hernias, a condition due to a small circular defect in a baby's abdominal wall that can make the belly button protrude.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it said about 10 to 30% of babies are born with umbilical hernias, and most will heal as the abdominal muscles grow during a baby's first few years. However, American Baby says not to confuse an umbilical hernia with an outie belly button. A hernia expands when the baby cries or strains, but an outie doesn't. Imagine your outie expanding. If you could like hold in your breath and push it up down there and then make that like a big balloon.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. You could stay underwater for a long time. Or else you'd float up from having a big air sac.
I was going to say that.
Sometimes commonly referred to as the air sac. No,
there's no air sac.
It's not an air sac.
So you have 30%.
30%?
I have a...
10 to 30% is what I see here.
All right, because I was going to say I'm looking at a...
I think if you have an Audi, you flaunt it. Pierce it. Put a whole bunch of pierces on it. Get a tattoo on it. Have a penis.
Trying to keep the show clean. And,
well, that would be something crazy. I know people that would do that.
Have you ever seen a fat person with an outie?
Or a tongue? No.
Me neither.
No?
Usually all outies.
I don't know if I've seen outies since I was like a kid or something. Like kids, you know? Somebody that you know that's a, you know, kids, friends from grade school or something, or somebody without a shirt on or something, you know, young kids. I don't know if I've seen a grown-up with an outie.
Because you don't see many grown-ups' belly buttons.
No, not really. So,
but when you're a kid, taking
your
shirt off,
your kids, or you're at the pool, or you're, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know.
Adults are much more shy.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're, you know, buff and tanned and.
Mine's I have a outie belly button from the inside, but I think that's normal.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, then we better take a break.
Okay.
This is Lana, and you're listening to Big J, D, and Lipa on the Jabbercast, talk radio on the go.
Hey, I'm Big J, D.
And I'm Lipo, and you're listening to the Jabbercast.
With Big J, D.
And Lipo. On Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock.
KBR.ca. You can click on the listen link there. If you can't get on for any reason, go to the help page.
Sure. Or just call in.
There you go. You're listening to Big JD and Lipo on the Jabbercast right here on WKBR.ca. And as well, you can listen to Big JD's Rear Rock and Heavy Metal Show right here on WKBR Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. sharp.
You're listening to Lipo and Big JD on the Jabbercast. Now broadcasting and streaming live Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. On WKBR Radio.
This is Eric, and you're listening to Big JD and Lipo on the Jabbercast.
Hello, my name is Brian, and you are listening to Big JD and Lipo. You are listening to them on the Jabbercast. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, by any... What did I say I had?
You're any...
An Audi.
Yeah.
That's...
Your Audi is
inside... Any. That's just a regular belly button. Because if you look at it from the inside, they're all, they could all be an Audi. On the inside.
Not mine. Mine looks like a funnel.
Well, yeah, but same thing. It goes in.
But you can't see the bottom.
If you see it on the inside, though, you'd see it inside.
Like, oh.
And that's what I meant. Yeah. Just a stupid joke. Just stupid. I was being stupid. Do you want to move on from belly buttons?
Sure.
How about the ears? The organ of hearing and balance in humans and other vertebrates.
We are vertebrates. Vertebrae.
It's the external part, sort of. We all have hammers inside. It's an organ sensitive to sound in other animals. Sensitive to sound.
We're talking about ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you stating the obvious or?
Not really.
Okay.
An organ sensitive to sound in other animals? Is it always an ear?
Oh, no.
Because it's an organ in some animals.
Right.
Not necessarily, you know what I mean?
I get you. So, it's not necessarily their ear, though, is it?
Is their rear?
Yeah, some animals sense.
No, not necessarily their ear, I guess. It's they can have an organ that hears for them, I guess. Strange. I don't know what animal would have. A bat doesn't hear.
No,
it goes by radar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what an example would be. An organ in an animal that sense, maybe like some fish or something.
Say that again.
An organ sensitive to sound in other animals.
In other animals.
Yeah.
That's the word that's killing us right there.
Other animals than us, I guess, but, cause you know, whales make noise.
Mm-hmm.
I need reverb for that.
You would need lots of reverb for that.
So those are whales.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you want to lock those whales back up?
All right.
Yeah, they give off sounds, but do other fish have ears, or do they pick that up from an organ that gets that sound, is what I'm thinking, maybe? Or dolphins and things? They make a sound, too, but I don't think I can do that one.
You can't make a dolphin sound?
Can you? Don't they do like a...
Oh, right, yeah.
Kind of thing, like a...
Of course.
Weird. Of course.
I mean, we all watch Flipper. I mean, we know what...
Yeah, dolphin. I haven't seen Flipper for a long, 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 long time.
That
was before my time.
No, it wasn't. I'm sure you've seen Flipper.
I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah.
That and Kimba the Way Lion is his name.
Kimba.
Kimba the White Lion is his name. I don't know what his game was. You remember Kimba the White Lion?
Yeah, I remember Kimba. Yeah. But it was a cartoon.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas Flipper was real life.
That was real life, yes.
Yeah. That must have been a hard show to shoot, I think. Or whose idea was that?
Hard whale to shoot.
Like, you know, you got Lassie, pretty smart animal, you know. You got Mr. Ed, you know. You can make a show out of it, but something that's in the water.
Well, it's not just something. Flipper is a dolphin. They're intelligent.
I know, and he like used to catch thieves and used to break up bank robberies.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You have to see that again to realize what was going on. I don't know. That's weird.
It was weird.
When I think about it now, for sure. Remember Land of the Lost?
Land of the Lost.
Dinosaurs.
Cool stuff indeed.
Do you remember the dinosaurs? Oh, there's a TV show called that, but I meant the real ones. How about, what if we move on to, not necessarily like an imperfection, but and I wouldn't say like a disease really, but a disorder of some kind. That's kind of a human imperfection, like Down syndrome, Tourette's, autism, those kinds of things.
Okay.
Sometimes they can, well, like in autism, a mental condition, usually present from early childhood, I guess, characterized by great difficulty in communicating and forming relationships with other people and in using language and abstract concepts. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they're really smart. They know things that right. you wouldn't normally know.
Exactly.
Like if you saw Rain Man.
Do you think Rain Man was autistic?
That's what he was, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, that was all that was about. Somebody dropped toothpicks and he said the number of how many was on the floor. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. autism. But how they can come up with these, you know things like that is really beyond me. They know mathematical equations and things, or they might know something like how distance of planets, and somebody drops toothpicks and they know how many is there.
Right.
Like, it's really weird.
That is very weird. But that is not necessarily the, that's not the norm for autistic people.
I don't think it's a norm, no, but.
What do they call those people? The savant? Is that what I'm thinking of?
They just call them autistic.
No, I'm thinking of the really smart people, the ones that, you know.
A savant, I think, is really intelligent, isn't it?
Yeah. Some autistic savant, I'm not sure. But anyway, autism, do you think autism has been around forever? Or do you think that is a relatively...
Well, I'm sure it's been around. I'll bet it's been around forever, but they may not have had a name for it back then, where they just said someone was crazy. And that's because it's a mental condition in which fantasy dominates over reality as a symptom of schizophrenia and other disorders. And schizophrenia is another, human imperfection. Mm-hmm. We have multiple personalities. Remember Sybil?
I do.
So those are strange when you have multiple personalities. That even shows you, I mean, it's a disorder, but it shows you how incredible the brain is. You can have multiple personalities.
Sure.
That's, I'd kill for that. That would be awesome.
It would get you killed, maybe.
Yeah. But it's pretty wild how your brain can do that kind of stuff. What's that?
I was going to say, I think you are a little bit schizophrenic.
No. Okay, are we going to start the show?
Yes.
Are we going to start the show? What's going on?
Hey, you guys. Hey, you want to start?
What's going on? The block is knocked off. Where were we?
I don't know. I was watching.
I just got here. I don't know what's going on.
Do you know what your name is?
Hey, we should do a radio show. Actually, speaking of radio show, I have another idea because you didn't want to do the book.
Right.
The Jabbercast Army. Remember the Kiss Army?
Yeah.
You start the Jabbercast Army.
That Donna Drew's already got the...
What's that?
Donna Drew's already got that.
They do? What is it, Donna Drew Army?
Yeah.
Ah.
And they have their minions. And they give every minion a t-shirt and a number. So when they call in, they say, this is minion number 2679 and whatever.
I knew it would happen one day. We'd all get numbers.
Well, we all got numbers.
Do you have a Don and Drew number?
I'm not a minion of Don and Drew, but I listen every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good show. I highly recommend it, Don and Drew.
I wish I was back at work so I could listen to things more. I don't get to listen to enough right now.
I have to admit, I listen to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, you must.
Compared to just being off
for all those 8 hours, you got to get through that by listening to podcasts and tunes. Podcasts, and
yeah.
Mostly podcasts.
I introduced a girl to podcasts last night.
Did you?
Yeah. She goes, oh, my radio's going in and out. I said, why don't you listen to your MP3 player? She goes, I didn't put anything on it. She goes, He goes, and I want to listen to some talk radio.
Ooh, I love talk radio and the people that listen to it.
He goes, you know, I get just tired of this, you know, same music all the time. I'm just like, well, okay, you probably listen to the radio and you listen to the same songs or whatever. But you should listen to podcasts if you want talk radio. Listen to someone talking about something specifically what you want to listen to.
That's not so cool.
And she was, you know, flabbergasted you could actually do this.
People don't realize.
And I can put that on my MP3 player.
Yeah.
And doesn't it cost anything?
You get an MP3 player and they don't have no idea what they can really do with it even.
Well, I think podcasting is taking it to the fullest level. Myself, I don't know.
I think so too. Because you can get any genre and that's really cool. If you wait every, you know, people listen to AM radio and they wait till a whole week before they can hear the Kim Komando computer show or something like that. We can download hundreds of podcasts on computers and technology and things like that and listen to it all day long if you want. You'll never run out. There's not enough time in our lifetime to listen to all the things that we'd want to listen to.
Nope.
Let's put it that way.
That's right. Just the list of podcasts I listen to. If I was to actually go and look for some more, like,
yeah,
I'd be overwhelmed. Whereas the one, you know, I have a list of whatever, 30 podcasts. And
it's probably more than enough.
It's always way more than enough. Yeah. There's lots of stuff I don't listen to.
Podcasting is incredible. And we podcast.
We broadcast
all our archives. And yeah. And where?
TheJabberCast.com. You can find all our shows there. Go into iTunes is another good way. And just punch in Jabbercast.
Or Big JD.
Or go to Big JD.
You got to add that to the Easy Mac podcast.
What? Big JD?
Yeah, in the tags. So they can go to Big JD on iTunes and everything comes up. It's the only one that doesn't.
Okay. Well, when we when we do the Easy Mac podcast, the next one,
yeah, we'll get at the meta tags in there somewhere.
Sure. Yep. Now, is that a human imperfection? Meta tags?
An imperfection? Why? No, what do you mean?
Oh, those are skin tags. That's what it is.
Skin tags? What's that?
Skin tags are little pieces of skin that hang off.
Hang off?
Yeah. I got one on my chest.
I have a little one right here. I sometimes go like this and it comes off and then it grows back. A little teeny weeny little thing on my finger. You probably can't even hardly see it.
Is it discolored though?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just like a little, really small. I kind of like it there.
Skin tags about the size of a minor, about the size of a pimple.
Yeah. And it's just skin.
Just skin. And it's not skin color.
I think I know what you mean. It's kind of, you could squeeze, it's flat.
Often
I think I have one right here.
Yeah.
Those little things.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
They hang out on
eyes.
It's
not a wart. It's not anything. It's right underneath my eye, actually. Yeah. And you can't pull it off
because
you get cancer. I don't know. You can get cancer from other things, though. What do you call them? Birthmark things or whatever. I think if you cut them open or anything. Or
like moles, you mean?
Moles, yeah. That's it.
Mm. Guacamole.
A mooly.
Yeah, skin tags. You can get those burnt off, though.
That's right. I can get mine burnt off. But I don't want to because it's supposed to be there. I was born with that.
You weren't born with it.
Sure I was.
You think you had that on your face when you were born?
Well, I had it. I'll bet you. It's supposed to be there. That's all I know.
You bring
whatever's supposed to be there stays there.
Bring a picture of when you're a baby and we'll look for
it. It's that one thing. No.
That's your beauty mark.
Yeah, that kind of stuff I think should be there. Some of those, some imperfections, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. Or all of them, actually, for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is who I am. Accept me.
You can get your teeth all fixed and everything.
Sure.
But they're supposed to be that way. Unless they're, like, really brutal or rotted or something is, you know what I mean? But if your teeth are crooked or they're this and that, like, I don't know. For aesthetic purposes, I guess, maybe you get them fixed. But my bottom teeth are crooked.
Sure. Yeah.
But I like it. It's me.
They work, don't they?
No.
Your teeth don't work?
No.
What do you do? Blend all your food?
No.
Do you eat?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, they work fine. They chew.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but that's another human imperfection. Buck teeth. Crazy buck teeth. What's up with that? Big, huge teeth in the front. Like, yeah. Crazy. Some people are really big, and they almost can't talk right, sort of wrong. Know what I'm talking about.
Now you're stereotyping again.
Yeah, well.
Southern people don't have.
Well, that's because you could buy those Billy Bob teeth and stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I remember at our wedding reception, there was another hall across.
You're married?
Yeah. And this guy came over with, his teeth weren't really, really bad, but they were kind of bad.
Yeah.
Like, it'll make you look a second time. I had no idea, really, that they weren't
not
real. Yeah. And until I saw them in, like, a joke store, you could buy teeth like that. And I'm like, wow, man, that guy had phony teeth.
Sure.
And he was at a wedding with them. And they were just, like, not really bad, you know what I mean? But just bad enough to look, like, kind of ridiculous.
Give you a double take.
Yeah. And then I had bought a pair that were just out of control. And they were pretty good, man. I used to wear them everywhere. Oh, everybody hated me wearing those. We'd go to play. I remember one time going to a mountain bike place out in Pinckney, Michigan, I think it was. And we were at a ranger station and I had those on inside there and everything. Oh, everybody just had their heads down like this because we had to get directions to get into the park and all that stuff. And
yeah.
Ordering food at drive-thrus. They were fun. And then I got some glasses that are real thick glasses.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd play with it all together.
And you have the teeth and the glasses going.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty wacky. Good things, though, too. You put the stuff in the goop and put your teeth up and it forms to them and everything. So you can take them out, put them in, and they just stay in there. Great. Like real.
Well, I think I saw a picture.
Some are real bad, racked with braces and everything. But if you get them that are just like kind of messed up, it's pretty good. And then you talk like this and it really adds a little bit of effect to the whole thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Did you wear those when you had your little golf outing a couple years ago?
I didn't have those on, no. Okay. But I had some stupid glasses. They were just like really bad looking, but they weren't the big pop bottle things. My golf experience. Golfing. There's another, isn't there a handicap involved with golfing?
That is a human imperfection. They need to go golfing.
Yeah. The buck teeth. There's the cleft chin. I have that. You can't see it because I have a goatee. But I have like a, you know, what do you call that? Like a cleft.
It's definitely a cleft. Yeah.
It's a cleft chin.
Yeah.
You know who mine is a little bit like? I think John Travolta has that.
Sure.
A few people. And sometimes you see cartoon characters like the big superhero guy that's all big and everything, and he's got the little cleft in his chin, like his all comes down into a ball on the end with a cleft in it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
the big jaw and the that's funny.
Theirs is like Robert Mitchum is the guy I'm thinking of. He had one of those too, but I don't think it has an imperfection. I think of that as you know,
a style.
Sure.
I wear it like that because I want to.
And I think the Greek are, you know, they have that Greek look to them. A lot of them have that, you know.
Godish. Yeah. I look godish.
Godish, exactly.
You don't have to call me God, but I look godish. No.
Goddy, maybe, but not godish.
Acne is a human imperfection, I think. I add that. Isn't that an imperfection?
I think so, yes.
I'd say so.
The ducts in your skin don't work.
Yeah, you get clogged pores. That's how that works.
Yes.
And that's like, I don't know. Well, I guess you don't have that when you're a baby, but I mean, that's part of your
makeup.
Your makeup. That's in your genes, I think. There's people in my family that goes back everywhere. Hereditary, like.
Sure.
What else is there? An imperfection, I guess, can be a type of a nose, maybe. You know, if your nose is pointed up, snooty style.
Sure.
That's kind of an imperfection, or some different things are, maybe. Do we actually talk about the ears? Big ears that really stick out.
Yep.
That runs a little bit in my family, too.
Does it?
I don't really... I have it a bit because I have a shaved head, maybe. You kind of think my ears are...
Just popped out when it it stuck for a second.
I know. It's like, really...
There it goes.
Pushed in here with the headphones on, and I still got my shades on. But yeah, ears that are really stick out and they get the volume from the front. That's where the sound goes in the front for people.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, as opposed to the side, because they're stick out and they're like twisted to the front, sort of. Some people, they hear right from the front directly.
I think that's the way ears are designed. To hear.
Well, they are, but I mean, there's still a side, cavernous side cavity.
I know a girl, the bag lady, she played with her ears for years. Like, she'd roll her ears, she'd take her ear and she'd do this.
Yeah.
Just like a nervous thing that she did. Mm-hmm. There's her human imperfection right there, a little nervous. And she'd also do this with her hair, you know.
Oh, okay,
twirl her hair. But she'd also twirl her top of her ear.
Anything happen to it?
And now her ears droop because her cartilage is all broken up
there. That's like women that don't wear bras. They'll droop.
This girl doesn't need a bra.
Instead of being perky, though, they droop.
And they droop.
Just hang flat. Like, that's that kind of... I mean, that's not an imperfection. That's something that you did yourself, though.
That's gravity at work.
Yeah. You pick your nose all the time. Your holes get bigger. That kind of thing.
No bra.
If you poop a lot, you start farting like this.
Have you ever heard a fart like that?
No.
Neither have I. I don't want to.
Wait, one of my boyfriends. No. you mentioned something about. What was it now? Something about the ear. I don't know. But it was on the verge of like the Tourette's thing. You were going towards something that was. You called it something. Not imperfection. Something to do with something.
We'll today? I just said it today.
Yeah, something. And you reminded me of autism or Tourette's. And then I kind of forgot about it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Don't. Shit. Kaka. I don't want to say all the bad words.
No, this is a clean show.
For the most part, she is.
So you wanted to say something about Tourette's?
No. Yeah. Tourette's syndrome is, I guess, kind of another human imperfection.
Positively.
It's a neurological disorder characterized by involuntary tics and vocalizations.
Tics,
and often the compulsive utterance of obscenities. And why would that be? Tourette's is pretty much the same for everybody. They have a tic. They'll twitch.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to say swear words. Did you ever watch the Tourette's guy? Did you get that from me?
No.
Wow. It's incredible.
The Tourette's guy?
Oh, man. It's just beautiful. And then he died. So he's not online no more. And I'm sure it was real. I think it was.
Tell me.
I think his sons filmed him.
Okay. So
yeah, Danny his name was. And he had a thing on his neck from a car accident. And then he died. But he's the Tourette's guy. And they used to film him and put him online. It's like a... almost like a podcast thing, episodes, and they're like just a couple minutes each.
Oh, really?
One, he was carrying a hot pot and he burned his hands and he threw it down on the counter and turned around, hit his head on the chandelier, fell down, his glass and smashed everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
It's craziness. Yeah, they really get him going.
They did it on purpose? No.
Well, no, not that, I don't think, but they film him doing stuff and right. It's just like a mess. On his hands and knees down the bottom of the fridge, screaming and yelling obscenities. It's, you know, like, you don't want to mock something like that, but they did it as a...
Here, look at this is how extreme it can get.
Yeah, but I mean, they did it for fun. It's just a fun thing. And all the accidents he does and all the swearing and screaming and on the phone sometimes with people. Or they tape, like, filming just the shower, like the bathroom door is shut, but he's in the shower and they're listening to him screaming. One time he was screaming, yelling at himself in the mirror. Because it was out of toothpaste or something. I don't know. And they were yelling at him that the phone's for him. And he goes crazy. It's pretty wild. It's on my iPod. Like 23 episodes of it or something.
Sure, I like to check it out.
Yeah, you should have taken that from my thing, actually. Did you get the Wicked Angel or Soulless or anything?
Did I get the Wicked Angel?
No. Oh, that was bad anyway. Yeah, I had some stuff on that drive, remember?
No.
But I think the Tourette's guy was on there.
Okay.
But we'll give you that later.
All right.
But yeah, Tourette syndrome, and that's what that is. And it's
so who was Tourette? Do we know who Tourette was?
No, actually.
I bet you he's a French guy.
Yeah. Well, who was Downs?
Oh, Down.
Down actually, but it was his syndrome and Tourette's. I can't think of any other syndromes offhand. We're actually getting close to the Jabbercast. Jabber quote. Jesus, why do I do that all the time?
I don't know, you're...
And you have one this time? Or do you need me to pull mine up?
Can you pull yours up for me, Big JD?
My kilt? From time to time, we talk about quilts. Kilts. See, there I go again.
George Gilles de la Tourette.
What, did he have it? Or did he discover?
Doctor. He's a doctor, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Tourette.
Wow. Well, what about Down? Can you find that for us?
Sure. I can find anything. I got one of these computers over here.
I got one of them there computers. Y'all got one of them there computer boxes there? So he's checking out Down's syndrome.
Genetic disorder, 21st chromosome. So it affects a particular chromosome. Did you know that?
A particular chromosome is what gives you the Downs thing.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what? It seems to be a lot of older aged women having babies, kids. Something changes in their body, and they, you know, that's why they, in a lot of cases, they say not, you know, a woman's biological clock runs out because they can't have kids. So, I don't know, you know, mm-hmm. in their later years.
Right.
And usually that's what happens to the child. It's Down syndrome. In many cases, they can have other problems or be retarded somebody. But Down syndrome is, a lot of times it's Down syndrome that you find an older couple that had a baby. And if you see a Down syndrome kid, mm-hmm. his mother or whatever, you see that she's substantially elderly, older than what she probably would be for a kid his age. That's how that happens.
Not all the time.
Not all the time, but okay. I think that's mostly how part I've seen anyway. But
okay. Mr. Down was also a British doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So Tourette guy was a French doctor, and they're both in the 1800s.
Hmm.
He lived to be almost 70 years old, died when he was 68.
Almost seven?
70. British doctor best known for his description of what is now called Down syndrome.
And speaking of Downs.
Hi, this is Mike from Windsor, and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
If you've been to the WKBR website at wkbr.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
This is Eric, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Hey, I'm Big JD.
And I'm Lippo, and you're listening to the Jabbercast
with Big JD
and Lippo on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock.
KBR.ca. You can click on the listen link there. If you can't get on for any reason, go to the help page.
Sure. Or just call in.
There you go.
Jabber
Okay, this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Stephen Larry, fine purveyors of used treble clefs.
I could use another. Can you buy them refurbished? That's what that is. Used. Well, used doesn't mean refurbished, though. Refurbished is something went wrong, and they fixed it, and then you get it.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I just was listening to a podcast last night with the CNET guys. They were talking about what is refurbished.
The refurbished cast.
What is refurbished? Usually it is used. Not necessarily used,
it's
but
used.
It was bought and then brought back.
I think it was, usually it means it's been repaired. There was something wrong with it. It was refurbished. It was made into.
That's not what they were saying last night. They were saying it's something that can't be sold as new.
Right. Okay. And the other thing that I was thinking of refurbished can mean something that was, when you think of it in the context of a store or something like that, it's checked out, like it's checked, right. You know, make sure it works. Yeah. So it's refurbished. Like what's furbished? Something has to be furbished to be refurbished.
I know what a fur,
I'll say it.
I know what a fur bush is.
Oh, jeez. And we were doing so well.
I couldn't even say it. It's all ugly.
My goodness. Anyway. I'm just going to skip the quote. So the Jabber quote this week from Stephen Larry, fine purveyors, and a purveyor, by the way, is?
Someone who sells stuff.
He almost swore.
Stuff.
Stuff. Beauty is only skin deep.
We've already used that.
Okay, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
There we go.
So beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's right. I'm beholding my 160 gigabyte iPod.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I'm just kidding. The beholder, beholding of...
I think it's just the one that thinks it's beautiful. Whatever it is. If you think it's beautiful, you're the beholder. Beauty is in the eye of the one that thinks it's beautiful. You know what I mean?
Sure. I think you're beautiful, Big JD. And do I behold you? Am I beholding you?
You're beholding beauty.
No, I think if you have a, let's say, let me get a good example.
Art, maybe.
Yeah, and art is a really good example. So let's say I have a piece of art here and someone thinks...
I think it's like stupid looking.
It's crap.
I think it's like, what am I, Popeye? I think it's like stupid olive. So I think the piece of art is nothing, and you think it's beautiful.
Right.
So beauty, you're the beholder.
Yes.
The beauty is in your eyes.
So how does this have to do with today's show, Big JD?
I think human imperfections, you know, maybe a kid that only a mother could love because his ears are like 3 feet out.
There's a good
beauty is in her too. Eyes.
Sure.
What's a quote? Oh, you face, got a quote in a quote.
A face only a mother can love.
Yeah. But I mean, beauty as what we're talking about, the human imperfection thing, I guess, is that, you know, looking at it in that context, right. Where somebody thinks like, oh, he's got Down syndrome, or, you know, somebody, he's got a big hairy mole on his cheek, or then...
Guacamole.
Somebody that thinks that's beautiful, you know, guy's wife, a sister, somebody that, you know, somebody that doesn't bother.
Sure.
Somebody that just doesn't, you know, overlooks that.
Yeah. Our imperfections make us uniquely who we are. And I think all humans are beautiful in some way or another.
Absolutely. You took my breath away with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't breathe.
He's verklempt.
Reclent.
Verklempt.
Oh, verklempt. You've used that before.
Yes, he's when you say I can't breathe.
Yeah, I'm verklempt. Because
I'm all choked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's about this week's show. And next week, for the fine folks that we broadcast to, our listeners here at the Jabbercast.
Fun words.
Wonderful show coming up.
Doozies.
Oh, yeah, the fun words show.
Oodles. Oblong.
Cleft could have been one of those.
Cleft. Snazzy.
Is that in there?
You have snazzy.
Oh, okay. There's another one I was thinking of.
You have S-A-K-E-S on the webpage.
Groovy. That's cool. I have what?
S-A-K-E-S.
Sakes. Yeah, like sakes. Like land sakes. Land sakes, pa.
Okay.
You know, that's a strange word, kind of. Like sakes. Like holy smokes. Sakes. You never heard that?
No.
Well, you've heard like for goodness sake
yeah.
Land sakes.
Yeah.
An old southern kind of thing.
Well, for
land sakes, pa.
For Lana's sake.
Yeah. For all our sake.
Crap.
For all our sakes, tune in next week to the Jabbercast. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. with your host, Big JD.
And Lippo.
So I guess that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Is there anything else?
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
And don't forget to contact us from the My Chingo widget on our... We never really got into the Jabbercast. Remember we started talking about the podcast thing? And we never went anywhere. We just said you can get our podcast at thejabbercast.com.
Boom. Done.
We're available live at Showtime, Yahoo Messenger, username the Jabbercast. You can go to the contact page of our site, use the My Chingo widget, and click on leave us a message. You can leave us an ID, a show topic, a story of some kind that we can air on the show. And you can always email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com.
Correct.
Have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.